You're a Londoner, aren't you, Sir Clifford?
Yes, I was born in London.
At what age did you take to the piano, and was it your idea, or were you put to it?
Well, I think I was put to it. My father was a businessman, and so I was put to it because my uncle had made so much money. And he thought, I think, that little Clifford would also make a lot of money. Well, it took a bit longer for me to make a lot of money.
Now, as a child, you had all these hours of practice. How did you feel about that when the other boys were out playing?
Well, I resented it, I think. Yes, I remember sort of my brother and sister being on holiday at Brighton, and I was at the back of the barber shop where there was a piano doing my practice. And that didn't appeal to me at all.
When did it really...
But I don't think I was intended to be a long-haired musician. I mean, there's quite a lot of evidence to the contrary now, isn't there, really? But I think my father thought I would write some more monastery gardens, and I didn't. I think just to annoy him, he did send me to the Royal Academy of Music at a very early age, and I think to annoy him, I just went long-hair, that's all.
You were the youngest pupil that ever accepted it.
I believe so, in the senior school, yes.
You began to mop up every prize and award there was in sight.
Well, I wasn't the supreme mopper-up, but I got them all eventually.
What was your second subject?
My second subject... Well, I started to play the violin at school. Mm. So the violin was my first subject, really, and I switched, but I made the most excruciating noises on that instrument and could hardly even tune it, and so I moved over to the piano.
Do you remember your first professional appearance?
My mother used to talk about it because she said I played the violin and then I came on and played the piano and then I came on and recited something. And that was quite a lot for a small child. And I remember, and I always, when I read about Charlie Chaplin, I always remember, I know he was born in Kennington, and I remember that my first appearance for a pound was in a very, very cold church in Kennington.
Yes. And you did all those three things?
And I did all three things, yes.
Six and eightpence each.
Yes, it sounds like a solicitor's fee, doesn't it?
Well, now we've got your third record. What's that to be?
Well, I'd no intention of using this program, of course, as a platform for my own recordings, no matter how artfully I might have been able to introduce them. But I think I would like one, an extremely short one, I hope, of my own, because it would remind me, in those terrible circumstances of being on this little bit of sand out there, it would have reminded me that I had, in my lifetime, reached a stage where I had been able to twiddle my fingers pretty brightly. So I think perhaps to put on a recording of something that wouldn't perhaps be so associated with my name in my later years, my later repertoire, let's put it that way, and I think perhaps The Dance of the Gnomes or Gnomon Reigen of Liszt would rather well represent the middle of my career. Thank you.
Liszt's Norman Reagan, your own recording.